I heard Chief Bowen sigh loudly. Bring your son in here, Susan, and the McDermott girl. I wouldn't want your son to miss his bedtime. Tiny, take Mr. Richardson out, and please keep him away from Sylvia. Tiny was like a 250-pound officer. We passed him and Beau in the doorway, and it was a squeeze. Beau just stared at the floor with those insane-looking black eyes, but I could see fear in them. He was coming across like machine gun fire to Chief Bowen, but I knew he was just as scared as I was, or more scared. I noticed he still didn't have his shoes on. He must have been caught right there in the street. I could feel my mom's fingers pushing me in the back. I had won something with her. I just wasn't sure how much. As my mom had predicted, there was a chair turned over. I turned it upright and sat in it. Allie edged into the chair beside me, and my mom sat beside Chief Bowen, on the other side of the table. He looked from me to Allie, back to me again. That kid out there is not the type of person your parents would want you associating with, he said. It was my turn to go crazy. I slumped back in the chair, then leaned forward again, pushing Allie, who was hollering that they didn't know the first thing about him. You know, everybody has their own little version of reality going here, I yelled, and it has nothing to do with what's true or not true. Tori, my mother hollered, staring at the table. Remain calm. I dropped back in the chair and began rubbing Allie's back, not caring that I was sniffing. This is an insanity fest, I muttered. This is crazy, and it's not all Beau. You see this? Chief Bowen picked up a huge file that was sitting in front of him. It's 20 pages long, and it's Richardson's file. He's a thief and a liar and an upstart. It's obvious from this file that he's not particularly good at thieving. Lying? I would say he's an ace. Now, there was a very unusual phone call made to the Creeds tonight. If you kids know something about that, and something about the disappearance of Chris Creed, and you are protecting Mr. Richardson... Beau doesn't know anything, Allie whined. None of us does. Well, somebody made that phone call to the Creeds tonight, and I'm praying that it wasn't either of you, he said, eyeing Allie, then me. His voice got sort of friendly. Whoever made that phone call is in serious trouble. Somebody either knows where Chris Creed is or they've committed a harassment crime that takes the grossest form of mental cruelty. The Creeds have lost a child. Their pain and suffering are not to be understood by you, but that doesn't mean a judge wouldn't understand it. If the caller was perceived as a spoiled little rich kid, that family could pay quite a bit. Don't count on having any money to go to college with, and that just covers the penalty for harassment. The caller asked for money. That's extortion. Extortion is a very serious crime, far more serious than harassment. Extortion has sent a number of kids to Jamesburg. Skip Egg Harbor. Do not pass go.